What about the use of neoadjuvant trastuzumab off-study?
Personally, I think it's a bit soon from the cardiac safety standpoint to utilize Amon Buzdar's regimen, although Amon has accrued additional patients since that time, and the cardiac safety is holding up, no problem there. But specifically his regimen, I think it's a bit early. I think we need additional cardiac safety data. I think that Mark Pegram has data here with the TCH regimen preoperatively, which I think is showing a PCR rate in the same range that Judith Hurley had shown with the same regimen, which is certainly very active. So I think that there are emerging data. We don't have phase 3 data yet, which I think many people will want to see with regard to safety and effectiveness. So I think it's beginning to emerge as a reasonable option. Myself, what I tend to do is if I'm going to utilize Herceptin in the locally advanced setting, what I do, Neil, is I treat the women preoperatively first, and then they go to surgery without Herceptin. They go to surgery, and if they don't have a pathologic complete response, that's when I bring in the Herceptin. You know, for example, I might give FEC or CAF preoperatively for 4 cycles, go to surgery, see what kind of antitumor response the patient has had. If the woman still has a lot of cancer in her lymph nodes or breast and she's strongly HER2 positive, let's say ERPR negative, then I'll treat her with generally TCH afterwards for 4 cycles. I've only done this very judiciously. At least we have the NSABP B31 cardiac safety data after 4 cycles of adriamycin at 60 per meter. We can really, I think, give a good informed consent to the woman about what the cardiac risks are with a taxane and Herceptin right after 4 cycles of adriamycin. So that's how I do it. I do it very judiciously, only in the highest risk patients.
And how long do you keep the Herceptin going?
I do it for a year. I'm doing it like the clinical trial. So I will give 4 cycles of the, and I usually add the carboplatin in there, TCH, and then stop the chemotherapy and keep going. Then I switch to the Herceptin every 3 weeks and keep going for a year.
How about inflammatory breast cancer?
Similar approach. CAF or FEC up front, go to surgery, and then give the woman a little time to get away from the anthracycline, and then come in with TCH afterwards. In my anecdotal experience over the past 4 years of about 15 patients, you can see I don't do this very often, in either inflammatory breast cancer patients or multiple nodes positive, and that would have been done postoperatively, I have one patient who had 19 positive nodes, ERPR negative, HER2 positive, she had been operated on, and I gave her 6 cycles of CAF. So we went to 360 per meter on the adriamycin and then went on to Taxotere and Herceptin. Her cardiac function was normal after the CAF. After the second cycle of Taxotere and Herceptin, she went into congestive heart failure.
How old was she?
52. Was immediately brought back to a normal function by the cardiologist, came right back. We stopped the trastuzumab at that time, finished up her Taxotere. She's 4 years out, NED. And so
normal cardiac function at this point?
Normal cardiac function. And 4 years out with 19 positive nodes and very highly proliferative, very encouraging. And she's the only patient I've had a cardiac problem. So I actually will not give any more than 240 per meter ever again, right immediately before Herceptin. The only patient of the 15 or 16 I've treated, I've only had one that's recurred. And that was a patient that I gave AC and Taxotere all preoperatively. She really wasn't responding very well. Then she went to surgery, so I was a bit late. Then I came in with Navalbine and Herceptin afterwards, so I was a bit late getting it in there. And unfortunately, she's, you know, had chest wall and liver recurrences. So other than that, though, Neil, I've had, you know, anecdotally speaking, and these are the highest risk patients. I only do it in the highest risk patients. I'm very encouraged.